In fact, we are joined right now by the head basketball coach of Illinois. He is in his seventh season. He won the Big Ten tourney in 2021, the Big Ten regular season title in 2022. The Illini have five straight 20-win seasons. They're playing in the NCAA tournament for the fourth straight year. They're 28-8 overall. They are the 3 seed in the East. They're on to the Sweet 16, where they will play the 2 seed, Iowa State, Thursday in Boston. Of course, I'm talking about their head coach, Brad Underwood. Brad, always good to have you on. Great to have you back. How you doing, Brad?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, Jim.
Always good to have you on. So let me start right here. What's it mean to you, your players, and the school overall to be headed to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 05 when the Illini made it to the national championship game?
Yeah, it means a lot. You know, we've got just great administrative support. We've done so much for our facilities here. We sell out every night. Our fans travel. This is a heck of a program, and it's crazy that it's been that long. But you know, we got upset a couple years ago as a 1 seed, and now it's nice to advance to that second weekend.
Brad Underwood's joining us. In fact, you went viral with your team's postgame celebration. You guys were having a great time after you hammered Duquesne by 26. Whose idea, Brad, was it to break out the Super Soakers? You or somebody else?
It was our strength coach, to be honest. He gets all the blame. So I usually am the one who gets doused. We celebrate winning after every game. I think it's really hard to win, and it takes a lot of effort, and I want guys to have fun in those moments. But it was actually really nice to be able to give back a little bit instead of take all the water. So that Super Soaker now, that thing holds a lot of water. That was fun. We were like a bunch of sixth graders in middle school.
I see it working. Brad Underwood joins us. And then the euphoria itself is understandable. Like, to your point, we celebrate after every win because it's hard to win. But this year is your seventh trip to the tournament and the first time you've gotten past the round of 32. How was this group able to elevate its play when it mattered most, winning 9 of your last 10 and getting to the Sweet 16?
Yeah, we got healthy, and that helped. The season is a long roller coaster ride, and obviously we played 6 games without Terrence Shannon, and we had to adapt to that. We made some early season 7-8 games in. We made some changes offensively, which have elevated us a great deal and helped us. But you know, it's kind of we're on the upswing, getting everybody healthy. Playing our best basketball, you know, at the right time is we've been very blessed that way.
Illinois head basketball coach Brad Underwood joins us. Brad, you mentioned Terrence Shannon. He missed the 6 games because he was charged with rape and sexual battery in December and was suspended, and then a federal judge granted that temporary restraining order against the university in January. I understand that you're very limited, that neither you or he can talk about the legal proceedings. I'm curious, how did you handle that internally with the team?
You know, this is a very, very mature, we're an old team. This is a team that is very connected. They understood the seriousness of that situation. And yet, you know, it was all about let's worry about the guys that are playing and let's be concerned and try to get them in the best situation to win games. And move forward. And we literally just took it day by day, practice by practice. We elevated our offense during that time, and we found a way. We were, you know, I think we were 4-2 in that stint, and played some very, very good basketball. And upon his return, we just kind of kept growing and kept getting better through that process.
You know, Brad, when you talk about the maturity of the team overall, when you and I spoke in December, you talked about how your roster was fairly unique in the sense that you did not lean heavily on the transfer portal to build it. So that said, how much do you think the team has benefited from the relationships that they've been able to build on and off the floor because they've been together?
Oh, there's no doubt. And we've got guys that play for the joy of the game. They play because they love basketball. They work. There's that common bond there. This group, you see it, you know, in our post game, we've got tremendous character. We've got really funny guys. They're best friends off the court. We have not had one divisive moment in the locker room with guys about anything all season long, and that's very unique. I've had so much fun coaching this team because of that, and there's been no agendas. It's been very, very fun to be a part of.
Man, it's got to be great to come to the gym every single day. It's got to be great to go to the weight room every single day where the guys enjoy each other. You know, I thought, Brad, there was a really interesting piece in The Athletic, a profile on you, and you were talking about something that was interesting to me in the sense that, like, you've got the Big Ten, and it's a conference with a real identity. It's a rugged league. It's a physical league. There's a very distinctive style of play. So if you want to have success in that conference, you have to build the roster a certain way. However, does that approach to roster building also translate to the NCAA tournament, or did it require that maybe you rethink how you build it?
Yeah, it forced me to rethink, and I say that. And we were a one seed. We had Kofi Coburn, two-time All-American, great player. This has been a big league, and arguably one of the best teams in the country is Purdue this year with Zach Edey, two-time National Player of the Year. And yet, those guys are so rare and so unique. I knew we weren't always going to continually have one of those guys. And so, okay, how do we sustain? How do we get better? How do we develop? And so we set out to get big wings. I say this all the time. You know, we start five power forwards right now, and we play a little bit different. But we did that with intention. And we're very versatile. We can play a lot of different ways. We can play a lot of different lineups. And it's been very beneficial for us throughout the course of the season. And it's been matchup-based, more kind of an NBA-type look. But been very, very good for us. I've really enjoyed it.
I was going to say, it's clearly working. I love that line that you've got five power forwards. Another reason why you are where you are, Brad Underwood, my guest, the play of Marcus Damask. He's playing some of his best ball on the biggest stage. He scored in double figures in four straight games. He led your team in assists during the season. How much does the grad student's ability to consistently knock it down from the perimeter impact pretty much everything else you're looking to do offensively?
Yeah, when he's making threes, we're a handful because Marcus is going to have the ball in his hands. He's a 2,000 point scorer in his career. He's a very high IQ player. He's 6'6", 220. He's got a great body. And when we play our booty ball, so to speak, you know, he forces a lot of double teams. Against Morehead State in the first round, he has a triple double, one of only nine other players to have a triple double in an NCAA tournament game. He just takes what the defense gives him, and that elevates everybody else. We're fortunate to have a guy that's stepped in and impacted us at that high level.
So before you go, a couple of quick things, Brad. Booty ball, it's another funny line. You, as part of that profile, they talked about you and your friendship with Jay Wright. What did the two of you talk about as it relates to booty ball? Like, I mean, coaches compare notes and share notes, but now that Jay's on the other side and he's down in the media, what kind of things did you talk about, and did any of it resonate with you to the point where you implemented what he said?
Yeah, a lot of it resonated. A lot of conversations in terms of, you know, I go back, and Jalen Brunson, of course, being a Chicago guy, is, everybody's familiar with in this state. But the way he played, and Villanova didn't turn the ball over much. They got great shots. They didn't have a true center. They had a five-man who could step out and shoot. And we were built very similar to that. And so it was just a matter of talking philosophically through some things and understanding things. And then a week later, there's a follow-up phone call. Hey, what about this and this and this? So, you know, I've stolen a lot of things that worked for Jay. And we've created a few on our own out of it, but it's just been something that stylistically has worked great with our team, and not afraid to change for the betterment of these guys so they can have success.
You bet. So one last thought, Brad. The next one's always the biggest one, and you're getting ready to take on Iowa State, a team that really put it to Houston to win the Big 12 tourney title game. From what you've seen on tape, what are you expecting from the Cyclones on Thursday in Boston?
Well, TJ Otzenberger does a great job, and defensively they are they're very good. They're the number one defense. We're the number one offense. You know, you beat Houston twice. You're doing something right. And they're tough. They're athletic. You know, they'll want to make it a rock fight. And you know, I expect a heck of a battle. It's two good basketball teams, and you know, both teams are playing their best basketball right now.
Great matchup. Can't wait to see it. Illinois on to the Sweet 16. Their head coach is Brad Underwood. Brad, you've always been great for the program. I appreciate the access, appreciate the relationship. Thank you very much, and good luck this week in Boston.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you too, Brad. Thank you very much. Brad Underwood joining us. All right, the Illini, they look dangerous to me. Really dangerous. Like, could make a deep run dangerous. Really talented. Great offensively. But Iowa State's no joke now. There are plenty of people arguing they got to be a one. They got to be a one. They got to be a one. And as he points out, you beat Houston the way they did, and you get them a couple of times, you know how tough they are. All right, so there's some Illini ball. You're on to the Sweet 16 for the first time in quite some time. In fact, since 05, when you went to the title game. Your thoughts, Illinois fans, reaction, 1-800-636-8686, looking for some telephone calls. Also, I've got Wally Szczerbiak coming up at the top of the hour. I want to talk some more about Shohei. Shohei is going to talk about his situation because he has to, of course.